This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois, people who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. 6:10 on this Wednesday morning. First of all, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat now trading at 7.05¾, down a nickel. September wheat trading at 7.14½, down a nickel. July corn now trading at 6.50¾, down 1¾. September corn trading at 5.67½, down 2¼. July soybeans trading at 14.09¾, down a nickel. August beans trading at 13.38¾, down 7½. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat ended the day at 7.01½, unchanged. July wheat ended at 7.10¾, up a penny. September wheat 7.19½, up 1½. May corn yesterday ended the day at 7.06¾, down 11¼. July corn ended the day at 6.52½, down 3. September corn 5.69¾, up 1¼. May soybeans yesterday ended at 15.24½, up 3½. July beans 14.14¾, down 4½. August beans 13.46¼, up 1¼. May soybean meal yesterday ended the day at $461, up 31. July meal, $411.80, down 33. August meal, $388.60, unchanged. May soybean meal yesterday ended at $49.26, down 35. July meal, $49.76, up 15. August oil, $49.51, up 15. May oats yesterday ended the day at 4.15¼, up 2¾. July oats 3.84¼, up 2¼. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
This is John Ray with Tuesday afternoon's grain report. Illinois country grain prices were mixed late Tuesday afternoon, with wheat closing higher while corn and soybeans were slightly lower. Wheat values were supported by the low crop condition ratings for the U.S. wheat crop. Both corn and soybean futures were weakened by technical trading at the Board of Trade. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn mixed at 680 to 703. Soybean bids closed mixed at 1486 to 1501. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn mixed at 680 to 688. Soybean bids are mixed at 1503 to 1517. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn mostly 3 cents lower at 671 to 697. Soybean bids are 5 to 6 cents lower at 1495 to 1516. Wheat was up 1 cent at 691 to 719. Illinois soybean processor cash bids were 5 to 12 cents lower at 1533 to 1550. Bases were unchanged to 7 cents lower at 118 to 135 over the July. High protein, 48% soybean meal on a truck basis was offered $3.30 lower per ton at $450.80 to $456.80. Illinois corn processor cash bids were down 3 cents at $6.97 to $7.07, with the basis levels unchanged at 45 to 55 cents over the July. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn market 10 to 12 cents lower at $6.90 to $6.98. with best basis levels down 7 to 9 cents at 38 to 46 cents over July. Soybeans are 14 to 18 cents lower at 15.13 to 15.26, with the basis 10 to 14 cents lower at 98 cents to $1.11 over July. New crop wheat closed 1 cent higher at 6.99 to 7.03, with basis levels unchanged at 12 to 8 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 2 cents higher at $6.96 to $6.97. These elevators lowered their soybean bids 9 cents at $15.25 to $15.26. Soft wheat was down 2 cents at $7.28 to $7.29. Milo closed 3 cents lower at $6.63 to $6.64. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivery grain in northern and western Illinois, shell corn contracts were quoted at $5.04 up to $5.18. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from $11.77 to $11.84. In central Illinois, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at $5 up to $5.20. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from $11.79 to $12.01. In the southern part of the state, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted in a range of $5.05 to $5.23. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from $11.84 to $12.05. June-July delivery soft wheat contracts in the southern part of the state were quoted at $6.81 to $7.13. This is John Ray reporting.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May hogs ended the day at $92, up 7. June hogs, $92.60, up $1.67. July hogs, $92.40, up $1.37. June cattle yesterday ended at $120.77, up 20. August cattle, $120.40, down 47. October cattle, $123.70, down 42. May feeder cattle yesterday, $135.50, up 65. August feeders, $146.42, up 22. September feeders, $148.50, up 20. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis were 13 cents lower. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $87.01 to $93, with a weighted average carcass price of $89.61. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded a dollar higher. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 43 to 46. The 4 to 5 weights, 46 to 52. The 5 to 550 weights, 53 to 55, and 550 and up, 56 to 57. Lightweight boars under 300 pounds were $32 to $34, and the heavyweight boars 300 pounds and up were $10 to $16 a hundred. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at a country buying points traded steady, ranging in price from $61 to $65. Receipts for Illinois hogs so far today totaled 9,868 head. And in the cattle trading in Illinois, the opening report from the United Producers Auction in Shelbyville, early estimated receipts totaled 365 head compared to last week's slaughter steers and heifers were trading $1.50 to $2 lower, and the Holstein steers were down a dollar. Choice steers ranged in price from $124 to $128, with select and choice at $117 to $123. Choice Holstein steers ranged from $114 to $117.50, and choice heifers traded $124 to $127, with the select and choice at $120 to $123. From the National Carlot Pork Report, trading is moderate to active, with 305 loads traded. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was $90.91, and that was 21 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading slightly to moderately higher. Choice carcasses were $206.09, which was 96 cents higher, and select carcasses were $192.07, and that was 24 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection for Tuesday, slaughter cattle was estimated at 124,000. That compared to 125,000 last week and 126,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 410,000, which compared to 415,000 last week and 415,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 158 and 3/4, down 2 1/4. For block cheese, 178, down 2 1/4. For barrel cheese, 172.5, up 1/4. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Tuesday, $18.49, 2 cents below Monday's close. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for May, $6.79. For June, $6.87. Corn delivered to Scottville for May, $6.79. And for June, $6.81. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for May, $15.10. And for June, $14.82. And wheat delivered to Scottville for May, $7. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield and Scottville, $6.79. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $15.10. Wheat at Scottville, $7. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show. Color radar shows no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company.
If you're going to challenge the status quo, you don't do so timidly. You've got to dig a little deeper and aim a little higher. Introducing FS Envision Seed Corn, engineered with genetic muscle to outperform expectations. We're the challenger brand, but make no mistake, we're here to unseed the top seed. See your local FS member company or visit fsenvision.com. Powered by Green Plan Solutions.
Partly cloudy skies today, a slight chance of a shower this afternoon, high temperatures in the upper 80s, southwest winds gusting to 25 miles per hour. Showers 60% likely tonight, low temperatures in the mid-60s for tomorrow, Thursday. Once again, showers likely and cooler, high temperatures in the low 80s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday: partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers each day. Low temperatures in the upper 60s, high temperatures in the mid-80s. Right now, southwest winds at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. Mostly clear skies on this Wednesday morning, and right now a temperature of 69 degrees. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield, by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau. On Tuesday, we talked to Arlen Suderman about the grain trade. We asked him about the world supply and demand report that came out Friday and if it had any surprises.
No, it was probably one of the most boring May crop reports that you could ask for, and those are actually the words of a trader in the industry. It matched expectations. So why the big sell-off immediately after reports released? It provided no fresh fodder for the bulls, so they step aside and the bears are able to have their way for a little while. Now, I think in reality, I think an analysis of the data would show that the numbers simply created selling on the algorithmic traders. The computers looking at the numbers just saw sell signals, and so they sold hard. After that selling had dried up, the computer trading, so to speak, then the human element came back, realizing we're still in a weather market. And corn prices actually drifted back up to areas near where they were trading before the report's release. And then, of course, we saw that strength come back to start the week on Sunday night and Monday as well. So it is a weather market. The USDA report really didn't change anything in the way of trade expectations or sentiment, but that basically is that we're going to significantly increase stocks over the next year in the trades, in the trades mindset.
That probably depends on a couple of ifs I'm going to toss out here. If we get good planting weather over the next several days, and if that holds, what will the markets do then?
Yeah, if we get the crop planted in good order, then I think the sentiment is that we need to go lower. And you saw that in USDA's report where they expect the average marketing year price on farm price to be somewhere between $4.30 a bushel and $5.10 a bushel, and that includes the corn that was pre-sold over the last 6 months at higher prices. So they're expecting some pretty low prices. That's the expectation of trade. So if the crop goes in, that's the expectation they're going to trade at lower prices. Of course, that's making a large assumption about the crop getting planted here over the next 10 days.
That was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. In other news, a key strategy of the United States Meat Export Federation is built upon strong partnerships with China's meat processors. Educating them on the quality and consistency of United States pork keeps the United States on top of the list of China's pork suppliers. With more, we join Joe Sheely of the United States Meat Export Federation.
In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we speak with USMEF Technical Services Manager Travis Arp, who recently conducted a series of educational seminars for three of China's largest pork processing companies.
The three companies we went to manufacture a variety of products. Kofco Meats is one of the largest hog producers and are a vertically integrated pork processing facility. Sinier Food Holdings is a company that is the largest dumpling producer, so they utilize a lot of lower value trimmings to mass produce dumplings that are distributed around the country. And then Shinway Meats is the largest pork processor. I think they slaughter approximately 15 million hogs a year, primarily focused on producing sausage-type items.
ARP noted that these seminars are not only an excellent venue for showcasing the quality and consistency of U.S. pork, but also helps USMEF maintain strong working relationships with meat processing companies.
We gave them a good idea of the basic quality attributes of U.S. pork and then how that translates to producing high quality further process items. Probably the two points would one be the consistency of U.S. pork based on just the consistency of the hogs we produce and the genetics as well as the grain feeding, which makes that an optimal raw material. And then also in comparison to their domestically produced pork, we are producing a little heavier weight cuts, but at the same time are also at a higher lean point. When we can provide a good information exchange, not only on just the attributes of our pork, but also some of the technologies that U.S. processors are applying, how they can improve their facilities, improve their technology, then they're going to want to look to us for not only information, but also in the future using our raw materials.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.
Farmers and small business owners nationwide are speaking up against the health insurance tax hit, which will be levied on health insurance companies' net premiums as part of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Dean Norton, New York Farm Bureau President and American Farm Bureau Federation board member, says the hit tax will limit employers' options for providing health insurance while burdening employees who will pay more out-of-pocket expenses. The American Farm Bureau Federation's Miranda McDaniel reports.
A recent Congressional Budget Office report affirms the health insurance tax, known as HIT, would be passed to consumers through higher premiums for private coverage. And farmers, many of whom already struggle to provide health insurance to their families and employees, are fighting to repeal the HIT. Dean Norton, New York Farm Bureau President, says health insurance costs for small businesses are up 103% since 2000, and the HIT tax will leave affected parties black and blue.
As a small business owner, a farm owner, and someone who buys health insurance on the fully insured market, that means that I, as the end consumer, is going to end up paying the cost for this HIT tax. And it's estimated it's going to be roughly about $400 more per year for a family of four for health care costs. And that $400 equates into groceries for a month.
Norton says health insurance is an important benefit he offers employees, but he has reduced the portion his business covers in recent years due to rising insurance costs, and the HIT tax will add to his insurance woes.
Health insurance is one of those benefits that we provide, and we want to provide those benefits because it helps them as employees, it helps their family stay healthy, and it helps our community stay healthy. In years past, we would have covered up to 90% of the health insurance costs. We have rolled into highly deductible plans, and now we are covering 50% of that cost. The employees having to cover the other 50%, and we've had less and less employees want to partake in the insurance plan that we offer. The HIT tax is just going to exacerbate that problem because it's going to cost more for me as an employer to provide the health insurance, and it's also going to be the employee who probably will have to make decisions on whether they go into the hospital for certain procedures or they don't because of the cost that they have to pay out of pocket.
The tax also adds to the stress of managing a farm's unpredictable income, leading some farmers away from producing labor-intensive crops.
I've had conversations with farmers in New York who are large specialty crop growers growing fruits and vegetables who have made the monumental decision to take their business structure from growing those specialty crops. They have decided they're going to get out of growing those labor-intensive crops, get out of having to find 30 seasonal workers a year, and they're going to go into more row crop type of agriculture, growing corn and soybeans where that can be planted mechanically and harvested mechanically. They're going to decrease their workforce by about two-thirds. That has a negative effect on the communities because now you don't have those 30 workers spending their paychecks in the communities.
H.R. 763 would repeal the annual fee on health insurance providers, eliminating premium increases for both employers and individuals in the fully insured marketplace. Miranda McDaniel, Washington.
The Senate Agriculture Committee voted to approve the Agriculture Reform, Food and Jobs Act of 2013 on a 15-5 vote Tuesday. The bill ends direct payments and transitions to risk management tools that support farmers when they have been impacted by disaster. Overall, the legislation will yield a total of over $23 billion in spending cuts through the elimination of subsidies, consolidation of programs to end duplication, and addressing misuse and fraud in food assistance programs. The measure was introduced on the Senate floor Tuesday evening. According to the Office of Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow, votes could come as early as next week. The United States Department of Agriculture is urging producers to maximize their environmental benefits and make cost-effective offers when enrolling in a four-week conservation reserve program starting May 20th. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack says this program is important to protect environmentally sensitive lands and ensure sustainability of natural waters. He encourages producers to look to CRP's other enrollment opportunities offered on a continuous, non-competitive sign-up basis. The sign-up will end on June 14th for this four-week session. The restart for sign-up for continuous CRP will end on September 30th. The Supreme Court afforded broad patent protection to genetically engineered seeds on Monday, siding with Monsanto in its dispute with an Indiana farmer. The court unanimously found that farmer Vernon Bowman violated Monsanto's patent on herbicide-resistant soybean seed by using them to grow successive generations of similarly endowed crops rather than consuming or selling the seed. Despite opposition by the Illinois Department of Transportation and the Illinois State Police, an Illinois House committee Wednesday endorsed a proposal to raise the speed limit on rural interstate highways to 70 miles per hour. That measure will now move to the full House. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade on this Wednesday morning, July wheat now trading at 7.06 and a quarter, down 4.5. September wheat trading at 7.14 and three quarter, down 4.75. July corn now trading at 6.51 and a quarter, down 1.25. September corn trading at 5.68, down 1.75. July soybeans trading at 14.10 and a half, down 4.25. August beans trading at 13.39 and three quarter, down 6.5. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Reporting, I'm Randy Prangy.